This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning version of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I'm broadcasting here from my Salem Media Group station in Tampa and our Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, plus across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police. Don't forget about our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget about our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a busy night around the countryside and around the world. Sorry, what?
Oh, that's an understatement.
Yeah. Now, let's start with Oregon, because something in Oregon may once again get the federal officers back into play. The Oregon State Police have said that they are going to back out of their assignment at the federal courthouse there in Oregon because they've been arresting people, they've been sending them off to jail, and they show up the very same day, the next night, back protesting and get arrested again. And it's gone over and over and over again. They said they've had it. That's it. They're not going to do it anymore.
Well, that seems to be the pattern. You know, you arrest people and 30 minutes later, they're back out again, right?
Yep.
So, you know, they're putting their lives on the line dealing with these militants. And, you know, their government, the Oregon government doesn't like police. So they're going to go, no, we're done with it. So what happened? We got to put the feds back out on the streets again. The feds are still there.
Yeah.
They just kind of changed up their positions.
Yeah. Now, the president said that the Durham report will either reveal that Barr is the greatest attorney general of all time or just average. What do you suppose he meant by that?
Well, he's trolling. And it's really not Barr in this particular situation. It's Durham. Now, Barr has said we're very aware of the election schedule, and we won't do anything that will affect, I don't know what his words were, affect may not be the right word, but he, you know, that will taint the election. But he also said we do our work in spite of a schedule. So I believe that the work that Durham is doing, they've probably made a decision not to come out in one fell swoop like we had in the Mueller report. I think it may come out in snippets between now and the election on what Durham can piece parts of his investigation that are closed.
Mm.
I think that's how it'll happen.
Okay. Now, we had a Liberian tanker taken, and it's currently being stored or whatever in an Iranian port. Do we know anything about that other than the fact that...
No. It wasn't taken. It was boarded by Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps that did a fast rope from a helicopter onto its deck. So the tanker was called the W.T. Wyla, or Willa.
Mm-hmm.
And it was boarded for 5 hours, and then it was released.
Okay.
So it wasn't taken anywhere. However, there is a chance that, and we were watching this, by the way. We saw what was happening. But there is a chance they did this, or had an effect on two other tankers. Not full seizures, but they may have said those other two tankers, they may have radioed and said they need to stop too. But we don't know the details of the other two. But no. It was just detained really for 5 hours.
Okay. All right, let me go to the phone line. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got 2 points I want to throw out real fast. You guys were talking earlier about Kamala Harris's status vis-a-vis, I guess, citizenship and natural birth and all that. That doesn't mean anything to the people that like her. I mean, in fact, the fact that that is in question is a plus from their point of view, because they don't believe in American citizenship anyway. They all think we're citizens of the world, and, I mean, they've been flooding us with aliens, legal and, quote, illegal, since 1965. So I think you guys are barking up the wrong tree with that, because it's not going to matter to the media. You'll just be called a racist because of that. And the other point is, you're talking about out in Oregon with the state police. What this is going on is one of the, it's called anarcho-tyranny. I mean, the cops, whatever, can arrest these people and they turn them loose. No, the cops don't turn them loose. It's the politicians that run Oregon and Washington. We have communists and Bolsheviks and Marxists and assorted radicals that have infiltrated our judicial system. That's what it is. They control the levers of power. They're running the county jails and the prosecutor's office, and they're turning them loose. We've got a fifth column inside our country.
Okay.
That's why they keep getting released.
All right. Well, we got to run. And thanks, Ian. And Denise is agreeing with you, so there you go. Okay, and Denise, you hang on, and when we come back, we'll mention that, plus something else. I got a comment here coming out of the chat room from Steve in Thailand. So don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming right back with more. I Shall Return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the Balance of Nature Company. Now, let me tell you something. If you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. And let me tell you what it's done for me. Number one, I've gotten rid of my blood pressure medications because my blood pressure is stabilized as a result of this. I believe, and my doctor believes with me, that the fruits and the vegetables, getting more than my normal daily requirement is helping. Plus, I'm not snacking at night, which means I'm not eating a whole bunch of foods and gaining a whole bunch of weight. In fact, I'm losing weight. So, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. I'm taking the fruits and veggies. They've got a complete line of wellness products there. You can go check it out. Go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Take advantage of it. Save yourself 35%. Or you can give them a call, too, and talk to a health coach at 800-246-8751. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And Denise Simon is with us from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Couple of things. We just found out that it looks like the United States took a couple of Iranian tankers loaded with fuel headed to Venezuela. Do we know where this happened?
It looks like it happened in and around Cape Verde, which is off the coast of Senegal. That's unconfirmed. There's just reference to that could be it, because there's actually four tankers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of confusing if they were in some kind of a convoy or these were two different conditions here. But we have had some sanctions on some of these ships, and when we see them move, and of course we have to watch them carefully, we're having to use some interesting technologies
because a lot of times they turn off their transponders mm-hmm. and they're flying different flags.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this
yeah, they
this
don't want to be
situation.
Seen. Yeah.
So this mm-hmm. is a situation where we have to kind of play their game along with them. But the four ships were allegedly carrying to Venezuela 1.1 million barrels of gasoline,
right.
not oil.
Right.
So it's a distinct difference there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're never going to arrive now, it seems, in Venezuela. So where this happened, I think I'm going to have to dig a little bit deeper, but we certainly had our eyes set on at least two of them near Cape Verde.
Now, Steve in Thailand has proposed an interesting theory for us to ponder. He says, here's a conspiracy theory for us to talk about. The Dems want Kamala Harris to run as VP with Joe Biden, so if Joe Biden wins the presidency, he can be thrown out of office due to mental incompetence. And then the Dems can say Kamala is not qualified to hold the office of president because of her citizenship questions at her birth issue. Then Nancy Pelosi would be brought into the mix to take over as president because there would be an election in the Congress of the United States, and that, he says, is really a scary thought.
Well, it is a scary thought, but I will tell you that it would not probably get to, I mean, that would be the order of things that would happen, so he's right about that. However, I would argue that We would go through the trial of the century, proving the legitimacy of Kamala Harris being president based on, her eligibility with citizenship.
Mm.
So, yeah, that would be challenged all over the place, and that would have to be resolved before it would even go to Nancy Pelosi. So, mm-hmm. But here, it's not just about, he's right about the mental competency, but it may not just end with that, starting in with that. Because if you notice, he's in a real panic here. He, meaning Biden. I mean, this cat, the other day when he was on the Zoom call offering Kamala the job, he was taking off his mask. Well, he's in his own house.
Yeah.
In his basement.
Yeah.
So something tells me either he, because he's got some comorbidities, either he's panicked about testing positive, or his campaign is panicked about he possibly testing positive, or they both are. And I think that therein lies the reason why he never leaves the basement. So it may not begin and end with his mental acuity. It could be the other side, because it could render him into, an ICU. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be more than that.
You could suddenly become physically declared.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Department of Justice taking down three militant groups. Now, we're talking about cryptocurrency, and we're talking about 300 bank accounts, 4 websites, 4 Facebook pages belonging to the likes of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Qassam Brigade, otherwise known as the military wing of Hamas.
Yeah, I wrote about this yesterday, and I'm really surprised that it didn't get nearly the attention, maybe because of the normalizing relations between Israel and the United Emirates kind of took that place. And that's okay. But what we have here, this actually came from the Justice Department. I'd be very interested to see how all of this transpired. But it is a very big deal when we were able to take a very long look of all the funding of these operations, and it also includes, I might say, by the way, of raising money any way they can, and using any kind of currency, including selling face masks as personal protective equipment.
That's correct.
So, yeah, and, you know, respirators. So this, I would say, this took several FBI offices. This took the cyber unit. This took the Homeland Security Investigations Unit out of Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., New York, Los Angeles. I mean, it was a very big deal. And, of course, it's international, so we had to have a cooperation with some foreign governments. But under civil asset forfeiture, it looks like that we are able to seize these accounts. this one's a big deal. It affects Iran, it affects Al-Qaeda, wherever they may reside, including in Africa, North Africa, Syria. It's another big deal.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, we've got this Operation Legend that Attorney General Barr was asked about last night, which involved was named after that young lad that was killed.
I wrote about Operation Legend a couple of days ago because remember when Trump announced that the feds were sending in additional sources into places like Cleveland, Detroit, Milwaukee, Kansas City, Chicago, Memphis, and St. Louis. And they have made some significant arrests, by the way. And that includes what came out yesterday, a fellow by the name of Ryson Ellis, I think was his name, that had actually killed poor little Legend Talaferro, I think was his last name. So, yeah, Talaferro. So, I mean, this little boy, Legend, by the way, happened to be a heart patient. His mom worked very hard you know, to get him cured with some open heart surgery that he had. But this boy was home sleeping in his bed in Kansas City, and it was her only child. Now, the mom was part of a group of parents two weeks ago. They were actually at the White House when Operation Legend was underway. But, you know, a big hat tip to local law enforcement for solving that they caught him.
Alrighty, here comes the music. We will talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read all the great articles that she writes. Sign up for her daily sit rep that she'll send out, and you'll be glad you did, and you'll know what's going on before a lot of other people do. I'll be right back with more. And our next Military and Veterans News Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled out, both sides are playing the blame game rather than make serious moves to try to break their stalemate. Official Washington is emptying. National politics is now consuming the airwaves, and the chasm between the warring sides appears to be too great for right now. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding the U.S. Postal Service, rental assistance, food aid, and rapid testing for the virus, blasting Republicans for not caring and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay
holiday grinds into September. At the White House, President Trump suggested the main holdup is the amount of money Democrats want for cash-strapped states and cities, which he dismissed as bailouts. It's a view shared by a number of top Republicans, and the fact that the Democrats are not budging on their demands. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military News edition, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Don't forget, National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, think about taking the tour at one of their two campuses, which we'll tell you all about here in a minute. But they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you in two different parts of the country. Number one is Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And the other one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm on one side of Tampa Bay. They're on the other side, Clearwater, Florida. Now, you want to go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Take a look at what they have to offer, and then call them up and ask to take a tour at one of the locations. Their phone number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. You'd be glad you did, and you'll be able to land a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance tech. Well,
We talked in the last hour, and somebody asked me a question about it. They said, what is the weak hair? Well, weak hair is an application which is part of the Fort Benning commander's plan to prevent suicides. Now, if this works, and so far it is at Fort Benning, it'll be used in other parts of the Army and perhaps other parts of the military. Now, in the 3 weeks since Major General Patrick Donahoe took command of Fort Benning, Georgia, the base has seen one soldier die by suicide and three more make desperate attempts. Now, the general tweeted that on Monday. But the WeCare app is working. It's working. Because if you have any problems or if you need to talk to somebody, you get on the app and you send a message and boom, you got somebody right there talking to you right away. And that's what it's all about. And good morning, George, the Godfather. How the heck are you? Nice to hear from you. And Steve in Thailand is chiming back that we talked about the what he was talking about there, the conspiracy thing. And we did. And I may talk about it again the next hour. We'll see. But there's news. It's just it's been a very busy news night. Let me just put it that way. By the way, a Virginia-based U.S. Navy chief is facing court-martial charges now that he had sent classified material, files, and national defense information to a Russian national, amongst other alleged offenses. He's in big, big trouble. Hopefully, we'll get to the bottom of that. And by the way, the U.S. Navy just announced the first successful fight test of its new upgraded airborne electronic warfare system. That's good news. And the Navy may have to sacrifice modernization efforts if it does not receive adequate relief funding to cover acquisition costs sustained due to the coronavirus pandemic. We'll see what happens there. The Navy is also exploring how to better protect its unmanned vessels and anti-tamper measures with hacking from adversaries. Now, B-2 bombers. Three stealth Spirit B-2 bombers deployed to the island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean as part of a bomber task force mission. A lot of activity going on over there in that part of the world. And the Air Force's newest combat search and rescue helicopter, the HH-60W Jolly Green, number 2, hit another milestone as it began 2 weeks of development tests in its aerial refueling abilities at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida, up in a panhandle right here in my state. In addition to coronavirus pandemic, forced postponement of the first phases of the Air Force's Red Flag Alaska exercise earlier this summer, but the crisis has now turned out to be a bust-out occasion for the budding squadron of F-35 fighter jets at Eielson Air Force Base. They're coming to town. And the Marine Corps identified a body found in Bahrain as Sergeant Trevor Golden. They found him dead in Bahrain, the sergeant. The remains of 7 Marines and a sailor who died on July 30th in a California amphibious assault vehicle incident were transferred this week to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. And a Montana man accused of stealing a cell phone and shooting at a group of people after arguing with them about their noise levels at West Yellowstone turned out to be a Marine veteran. He's now in jail with bail set at $50,000 for that escapade. And the governor named a new leader taking command of the Minnesota National Guard. And he will be taking control of the National Guard the first of the month in Minnesota. Congratulations. And the Coast Guard, by the way, not to be forgotten about, the two OPCs will be based, those are offshore patrol cutters, will be based at the Naval Station Newport, Rhode Island, home of the Naval War College, Naval Officer Candidate School, and Surface Warfare Officers School. So that's where the Coast Guard will be putting two of their offshore patrol cutters, the ones that go out into the deep blue Atlantic. You see, you might be able to catch them almost anywhere around the world, by the way, too. By the way, the Defense and Information Systems Agency has awarded $106 million. It's a contract given to Deloitte Consulting to build the Pentagon's Artificial Intelligence Hub's Artificial Intelligence Development Platform. That, according to the Department of Defense. And we'll see where that goes. And India's Ministry of Defense has approved the procurement of developed platforms and weapon systems worth about $22 billion. Well, it's worth $87.22 billion in the dinars that they use there in India, which is about $1.7 billion U.S. for the country's three military services, including basic trainer aircraft for the Indian Air Force. Also, the Stryker-mounted TLS and drone-borne MFEW are the first two nodes in a networked arsenal of sensors and jammers to combat high-test foes, and they will be on the Stryker vehicles that the Army has. Not to forget about the Defense Advanced Research Project, looking for revolutionary security technologies that can protect the military's growing number of Internet of Things devices. And we'll see how that all plays out in the grand scheme of things. Oh, and by the way, just after a month of leaving the Pentagon, former Undersecretary of Defense for Research and Engineering, Mike Griffin, has joined the board of Rocket Lab, a small launch provider with increasing business in the U.S. government. So we'll see how that works out. And finally, a Department of Defense paper for Congress suggests that COVID could shut down shipyards. But Navy officials and analysts are saying, not so fast. It ain't going to happen, which means they can't afford to let it happen. So it's not going to happen. So there you go. All right. Taking a break. Chris Markowski coming back. And don't forget, Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. The Watchdog on Wall Street will be right back with me. And we'll be talking about all things financial. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Today Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and there she is, our New Jersey cowgirl up here in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB. Now, they're out there, she and her husband Don are out there in the horse stable right now because they run D&D stables up there, and they're getting everything all ready and the horses and this, that, and the other, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America, and you know, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guarantee when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, and vans, because that's who they take care of. Also, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required in order to be able to do this. And if you live anywhere from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota and surrounding areas in Florida, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office, process your insurance claim, and don't forget, you'll get a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. So the number to call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Had a big deal go on yesterday. The Department of Justice announced that over the last 24 to 36 hours, they've taken down three different military groups' cryptocurrency fundraising efforts. Now, one of them was ISIS operating still here in the United States. The other was Al-Qaeda. And the other one was the Al-Qassam Brigade, which is a military wing of Hamas. And they would have, the money that they had was going to be used, obviously, to buy weapons and train would-be attackers, and we stopped it. We shut down not only 300 different bank accounts, about $3 million, but four of their websites are gone, and four of their Facebook web pages are gone.
Listen, I've always thought that the best way to go after terrorists and the various different organizations is through banks and money and trying to find out how they finance themselves. That's one of the best ways you can go about tracking them. You just have to go about, you know, finding out how they fund themselves. Now, cryptocurrency has made that somewhat more difficult because, again, it's not real money and it doesn't operate within the normal system, which makes it a little bit more difficult. But again, you know, that's where they're hanging out. That's where they are. And you can go and you can look there. So, again, you got to remember, you go back to ISIS. This is back in the early, go back to like 2014, 15, and 16. And this is back when, you know, Obama called them the JV team. At that point in time, I mean, they actually published almost like an annual report, like a company you would see here in the United States. And they showed how they, the myriad of different ways, that they financed themselves. I mean, from everything from selling, antiquities that they had stolen in the Middle East and put them on the black markets to human trafficking on through. So these, you know, various different organizations are pretty adept at using, you know, kind of old school ways, of financing their deeds.
Yeah, and they most certainly are not shy at all about doing this sort of thing. I mean, they get right up there and stick it right in your face.
Well, I mean, as far as drugs, I mean, Afghanistan is the home. That's the best. You know, Afghanistan is to heroin as Idaho is to potatoes. I mean, that's where that stuff comes from.
All right. Now, the United Arab Emirates and Israel yesterday, a tremendous deal was achieved in the pursuit of peace. I believe that the president's son-in-law was involved heavily in that. Was he not?
I'm not sure of his involvement in this deal. It's definitely a change in direction from the Obama administration, where the Obama administration was looking to engage Iran and trying to bring Iran into the fold and trying to convert them. But Iran just wants to destroy Israel. They are who they are. And this engagement by the Trump administration in trying to engage our traditional allies in the Middle East is obviously bearing some fruit. Now, this is the first Arab nation in 20 years to recognize Israel and set up diplomatic relations. Hopefully you'll get maybe Oman next. Bahrain is another country that may come along. Israel did say that they're going to pull back from some of the settlements that they were working on, that they were, you know, some of the annexation that was going to take place. But, you know, the further we can head in this direction, the better off we are. And I think many of these Arab nations understand the importance of doing business with Israel. I also think Donald Trump's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem also basically almost put up, you know, a flag into the ground saying, hey, you know, we're not denying Israel, and this is, you know, we're sticking with them, and I think that everybody better get on board.
Now, you know, they also had some blowback from Palestine, from Mahmoud Abbas, who called it treason and several other different things, but I think he's mad because he didn't get his piece of the pie, so to speak.
Well, I mean, they did get kind of a pullback in regards to some of the annexations that were going to be taking place, but it's almost like the knee-jerk reaction that comes from the Palestinians. That's what they do, is, you know, they are going to, any sort of, you know, movement towards Israel, they're going to move in that direction. It's a knee-jerk reaction to them. You know, we can all hope that at some point in time that everyone can live in that area in peace.
Now, what do you think about the Biden-Harris combination wanting a 3-month federal mask mandate should they get elected? By the way, President Trump said that the feds have no power to require masks or to enforce a mandate other than inside federal buildings or on federal property.
Yeah, it's for television only, and that's it. And it's, you know, just, you're looking for them, that this is their great contribution to COVID, is telling everybody to wear masks. He wants people to wear masks outside. Listen, here's newsflash. I haven't been down in Florida for a while, but even here in New York, kids are out. They're playing sports. They're playing ball. They're hanging out together. People wear masks when they walk inside the restaurant or when they have to walk into a store. But it's summer and people are outside and they're not wearing them everywhere. Some people are, but most are not. You want to really get people to push back. Order them to wear masks outside. I mean, it's patently absurd.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about Freddie and Fannie imposing a new $1,400 fee on most of the mortgage refinancing? What's that all about?
It's just looking to get their cut in regards to this big refinancing boom that's taking place with these ultra-low rates. I do think it's, and people are still saving money, but I do think it's a bit absurd.
Yeah, it could be done a little different, do you think?
Well, I don't think it needs to be done at all.
Okay.
It really does. I mean, Fannie and Freddie, looking to recoup funds and make money from, doing a horrible job, in regards to their loan portfolios over the past couple decades, and looking to recoup it this way is nuts to me.
What do you think about the jobless claims yesterday that for the first time in quite a few weeks was below 1 million?
Interesting to see. I hope that those initial claims will continue to drop and hopefully we'll get people back to work. I do think that we're going to hit a wall very, very soon because, again, you got to get small businesses back in action in order for those numbers to really improve. There's only so far you can go with so many stores and so many shops shut down around the country.
Now, the car industry is making a remarkable rebound, not necessarily because there's an overabundance of new vehicles, but suddenly we have something new going on. Certified pre-owned vehicles are being sold. People are buying the off-lease vehicles and all that stuff, still getting a nice long-term warranty to go along with them, and that seems to be the new wave of how cars are selling right now.
Listen, it's not a bad way to go. I said that's what the car that I drive that I've been driving since the past 5 years. I got a certified pre-owned with it had 4,000 miles on it when I got it, and it was about $20,000 less than it would have been if I bought it brand new. So I look at things that way too. And again, you get a great warranty oftentimes with that. Actually, sometimes even better than the original warranty.
So tell me about the 1,500 New York gyms that are now taking New York State to court in a bid to reopen. Is that going to go anywhere?
I hope so. I mean, you're single-handedly putting these businesses just under. It's terrible.
All righty, we'll let you go. You have yourself a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, that's our buddy Chris Markowski, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. He's heard all across the country on many of these same stations you're hearing me on right now, so don't forget Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'll be right back. Frank Solato coming up. I shall return.
This is the Captain's
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.